She is seen as potential successor to Pakistan's current Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The daughter of Sharif, however, is at the center stage over the corruption allegations facing the ruling family. The over 1 year long scandal revolves around the leaked Panama Papers, which claimed that Sharif and his family members owned offshore companies. The country's Supreme Court formed a high-level investigation panel to probe the allegations. As part of the investigations, Prime Minister's daughter was questioned for over 2 hours behind closed doors. After her appearance before the joint investigation team, Maryam Nawaz appeared defiant and termed corruption charges as a conspiracy to oust his father from power.
If you conspire against Nawaz Sharif, he will return stronger than before. He will become Prime Minister for the 4th, 5th time. Stop him if you can.
But party of opposition leader Imran Khan, who is leading the campaign against Sharif family, insists that investigation against the ruling family would strengthen democracy.
A new trend is being set in Pakistan, where the sitting prime minister is being held accountable, and which is a great thing, absolutely a great thing for the democracy in Pakistan.
Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif has already appeared before the joint investigation team. So did his 2 sons, as well as his younger brother. At the heart of the controversy is that whether the Prime Minister and his family illegally transferred the country's wealth abroad. If proven guilty, Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif can be disqualified. But it all depends on the findings of the joint investigation team, which is set to complete the probe next week. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.